Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Ellie and Matilda with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland is to profit $2 billion from insurance premium tax, David Crisafulli previously called robbing people. Budget figures show the Queensland government will receive $1.78 billion from insurance duty in 2025 to 2026. By 2028 to 2029, the government accepts annual revenue from the tax will hit $2.14 billion, which reflects a 19.7% increase over the next 4 years. The Insurance Council of Australia has said the tax is lazy and unfair to people with high premiums.
Listeners are advised that the following story contains mention of animal cruelty. An investigation is being launched by the RSPCA into the abandonment of two puppies found in Ipswich bushland with their mouths taped shut. Found on Saturday in Chewa with bound snouts and residue on their legs, the puppies were believed to have been dumped. Emma Lagoon, an RSPCA spokesperson, has confirmed the puppies' current safety and care, but has also highlighted that dumping unwanted animals is unacceptable, cruel and illegal, with current penalties up to $30,000 in $300,000 in fines or up to 7 years in jail. Ms. Lagoon has urged anyone who has information to contact RSPCA or 1300 Animal to track down the offender to hold them to justice. In national news, a man impersonating a police officer has demanded $500 from a boy's mum in Sydney's Inner West. At midday on Friday, a 16-year-old boy was accosted at a Forest Lodge supermarket by a man who alleged he was a police officer, showing him a silver badge in a black leather wallet, accusing the boy of stealing. The 59-year-old man was arrested and charged with multiple offences, including impersonating a police officer and assault.
The federal court has found that the Commonwealth does not owe duty of care to Torres Strait Islander peoples to protect them from impacts of climate change. Judge Michael Wigney has rejected the Torres Strait Islanders' claim that cultural loss should be compensated under negligence law, saying the decision should be for Parliament, not the courts. Uncle Paul Cabai and Uncle Pabai Pabai brought the case to federal court in Cairns, travelling almost 900 kilometres from their ancestral land to hear the outcome. Uncle Paul said he was in shock, saying, quote, "This pain isn't just for me, it is for all people, Indigenous and non-Indigenous, who have been affected by climate change," end quote.
In international news, two people have died following a flash flood in New Jersey as heavy rainfall batters the northeast of the United States. The victims were killed as the vehicles they were driving were swept away into a brook late in the evening during the height of the storm. Rainfall was the second highest one-hour rainfall recorded in Central Park at over centimetres, surpassed only by Hurricane Ida in 2021. New York City's sewer system also flooded the underground subway, with some trains also becoming inundated with water as manholes blew into miniature geysers.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with limited chance of rain. It is currently 12 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is the moderate band. That's all for your news at 8am. We will be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.